Two things. First of all, going to learn a piece of Gemara and see how to take out a deeper idea from a Gemara that many of us are familiar with. A nice Friday morning Gemara to learn. And at the same time, we can call this, a hashkafashir. Hashkafashir in the sense that this idea, this Gemara, this idea, and the way that Rav Huttner develops it, is very much connected to a hashkafah, a core hashkafic point. I think that many, many times when that term hashkafah is used, I think I mentioned this once before, very often when the term hashkafah is used, I find that it's almost 9 out of 10 times that it is connected to the question of what do you see outside the window? Meaning, how do we relate to the outside of the Beis Medrash? Inside the Beis Medrash, it's very clear what we're doing. Inside the Beis Medrash, it's very clear what we're doing. Or take that even one step further, when we are specifically engaged in a maisa mitzvah, it's very clear what we're doing. Very clear clarity. The issues arise once we're already outside of that mode, outside of the Beis Medrash, outside of specific maisa mitzvah mode. We're out there in the world. How are we to relate to the outside world? And then there are different approaches, and those the different approaches as to how open you can be, how closed you should be, how open you should be because of the opportunities that are there in terms of continuing to develop our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how closed we should be because of the risks involved in that taking us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically what it boils down to. I think, I don't think it's too much. It's an exaggeration to say that's what Hashkafa discussions are. It's an exaggeration, but it's not a crazy exaggeration. So much of it boils down to that question. And anybody who has the combination of both being a real Oved Hashem, meaning genuinely living life in a way where they are developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're interested in living life the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to live life. Okay, that's a real Oved Hashem. Somebody who's real about their Avodah Hashem. Anybody who's a real Avodah Hashem and also is sees things in a broader perspective, okay, will have this dilemma on his mind more often. Because if a person is just, they are, okay, not judging, it's not better or worse, but it's the way it is. If a person is just, okay, he is just totally fine with completely being engaged in his Avodas Hashem is completely connected with his involvement in those situations which are clear-cut connections to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's learning in the Sefer, And that's fine for him, great. But for the, call it personality type, who on what feels that there are other areas that he recognizes, wants to cultivate, and sees the potential for HaKadosh Baruch Hu being there also. So this is going to be on his mind, this issue, this dilemma, is going to be on his mind more often. And you find a number of places in Rav Hutner's writing, Rav Hutner, right, the Beis Medrash of Rav Hutner, and other, Rav Kook, and within, you find it often, within the world of Hasidus, where there's relating to aspects of life out there in the world, this issue, this dilemma, this challenge, sometimes it is, you know, sometimes it's in the context of a challenge, sometimes it's in the context of an opportunity, okay, and it's something that is on the mind of these Gdolei Olam. So let's see, okay, having said that, let's see how Rav Hutner develops the idea here, again, an idea which appears in a number of places in Pachad Yitzchok and throughout the world of Machshava by many Gdolei Olam. Tanya Amru Olav al Shammai Azoke. Kol Yomav Haya Ochel Kavit Shabbos. You guys are all familiar with this Gemara. Amru Olav al Shammai Azoke. Kol Yomav Haya Ochel Kavit Shabbos. Matza Beheima Noe. Sereni on Sunday. Shammai found a nice steak. Amar Zul Shabbos. Right? Found he was out walking down the kibbutz Shalvin, spotted a good cow, and he said, "Oh, this is a good one. This is the covered Shabbos." Only afterwards, if Matzah Acheres, then later on a Tuesday, he found a cow that looks even nicer. Matzah Acheres Noimena Meniach Es Hashniya. He sets that aside, the nice one for Shabbos. The uchel es harishona, Sunday's cow that he eats, then Tuesday night for dinner. But the special one that is going to be for Shabbos. Aval hila zokein, mida acheres hoysolo, shekol maisav l'shem shemayim, shenemar baruch Hashem yom yom. He had a different way of operating. Kol ma'isav ayilishem shemayim shenu baruch Hashem yom yom, every single day. Every single day, what I have that day should be l'shem shemayim. The situation I'm involved with right then, I should be mekadesh. What will be later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring food for Shabbos. It'll be okay. It'll be good. But right now, I have something. It's for now. It's for the here and the now. Says Rav Hutner, and it's already probably on all of our minds right now, bothering us. Like, what does this mean? V'nei hachta ko amar hocha dehillel ko ma'is l'shem shamayim u'mechusar havana. We don't understand it. Da'alo machlok, there's a machlok of shamay v'hillel here. In terms of an approach to the good food that we saw earlier in the week, im davar hagunu b'smoch al midas habitochon bin alogei al kovid Shabbos. There's a machlokas shamayim hillel over here. Do we have bitochon and say, like Hillel says, it'll be all right. I have bitochon that Hashem will supply the special Shabbos food later on in the week. The Hillel approach, or we don't rely on that bitachon, and not you. Right now, you have something the covered Shabbos. You have something that looks like it would be most appropriate for Shabbos. You have to secure it right then. The Shammai approach. V'mkein. So why is the lashon of the Gemara v'mkein hach kol ma'asech l'shem Shammai ma'ika ovidoch? What's this lashon over here by Hillel? Mida acheres haytivol shekol ma'asav l'shem Shammai. Right, like Shammai wasn't l'shem Shammai Jew. Hillel was Shem Shemayim. Shammai wasn't Shem Shemayim. That's not what the machlokas here is. Again, are you somich on your betachon for the fact that there will be Hashem will supply food later on the week, like of a Shabbos or not? And then he finishes off with a parenthetical point, right? Because of this difficulty, the way he's mefarish differently than he ends up being multi halacha differently than Rav Poskim. But let's continue to the main idea in Ozbez. V'nira lefarish hach brisa. And to explain, and we can explain the idea of what's going on over here in the following way. Dinei hamaisim halalu shaleim mechuvan hu ha-ma'amar kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Right, and you see in footnote 3, we know, right, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. What is this referring to? Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. So we know, I mentioned it once before when learning Pachad Yitzchak, that there are three, you can make three different categories for our actions as Jews. What would you suggest for three different categories that our actions as Jews can fall under? Okay, so it's not a good zenachon. So, in this context, I have to say more. I'm being too vague. Three different categories in terms of how to categorize the legitimacy of our actions. So, mitzvahs, things that we have to do. Mitzvahs, averus, things that we are not allowed to do, and the gray area, things that you can do if you want to do, and if you don't want to do, don't do it. Go eat falafel today. There's no mitzvah to eat falafel today, and there's no avera to eat falafel today. That's divrei rishus, the gray area. This is the area, the gray area. This is the area where all kinds of dilemmas kick in. Okay? So Rav Hunner says here, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. We understand that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, is talking about which category? So it's not talking about aviras, because you can't do it. Mitzvahs, you're only doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. That's why you're doing the mitzvah. It's clear that Kol Ma'asecha Yilu Shem Shamayim is relating to that kilo, the gray area, that Divrei Rishus is on. It's saying when you're eating falafel on a Friday, so also you should eat the falafel L'Kavod Shabbos. L'Shem Shamayim. L'Shem Shamayim. Maybe the Kavod Shabbos is not even too much. Don't eat too much falafel. So the Kavod Shabbos, so you'll have an appetite for the meal on Friday. Okay, that's the side. L'shem Shamayim, not even eating too much on a Friday. But when you're eating, whenever you're eating, so that's Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'shem Shamayim. V'lo Ayri Klal Bekavanas Halev V'taras Hamachshavos Hamitztarfot L'maisei HaMitzvah L'maisei Mitzvahs. It's not talking Maisei Mitzvahs. Again, we said it's clear you're doing the mitzvah, you're putting on film because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to put on film. The Kol Ma'asech, the Mishnah Brigadah was Kol Ma'asech Yilu Shem Shamayim, is talking about Divrei Rishus V'arei Akro Me Divrei Kabbalo L'achin Yonah Shekol Ma'asech Kol Shem Shamayim Hu Akro. What's the source? What's the pasuk that is the source for this idea that in the Divrei Rishus zone, whatever we're doing should be l'shem shamayim? What's the source? Kol drachecho de'ehu. The pasuk in Mishle. B'chol drachecho de'ehu. whatever you're doing, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, you should know Hashem. Umikra zeh, the end of the pasuk, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, mikra zeh misayim, quote, v'hu yiyasher or chasech, end quote. What does that mean? Who yiyasher or chasecha? Liyasher, what's liyasher?
Straighten.
Bechol drachecha da'eyu, know him in all your ways, and if you do that, who yiyasher or chasecha, he will make your, or chasecha, your ways straight. Ubevadai shebenogei lemaise hamitzvahs. Rav Hunder is continuing here to strengthen the point that he just said, Lahavin, he's saying, understand, because maybe some of us didn't see clearly the point that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol Ma'asecha Yulushim Shamayim, is referring to Divrei Rishus. Maybe we thought that that's talking about our mitzvahs should be L'Shem Shamayim. He's continuing the point to sharpen our understanding. No, it's not about Ma'asecha Mitzvah, it's about Divrei Rishus. Because the end of the pasuk there is v'hu yiyasher or chasecha. But v'daei shemar says Rav Hunder shebenogeya lemaisei hamitzvos eino tzorech lomar v'hu yiyasher or chasecha de miyusharim va'omdim heim. It's already yashar. You put on tefillin, it's a yashar. I don't need to make sure that it's yashar. Elo shekol ha'inyan v'chuvanu rak lemaisei rishus. Maisei rishus. That's the area where maybe I'm not sure if it's straight. What does it mean, straight? This Rav Hunder says in another place. What does it mean that it's straight as far as Divrei Rishus? What does that mean that it's straight in the area of Divrei Rishus? That it's following Ratzon Hashem. And by Divrei Rishus, when do you see that in fact your engagement in something outside, out there, in the outside arena, when do you see that it was in sync with Ratzon Hashem? When do you see it? Not in which situation, but when time-wise? Do you see that Be'emet, it ended up being in sync with Ratzon Hashem? After you do something and the events fall into place. Afterwards. Okay? Afterwards, let's see what happened as a result of the fact that you did whatever you went for a jog. Hashem Shammai, you thought this is what will Hashem is interested in you doing because you'll be you'll have a more productive day as a Jew, whatever yashayah, whatever it is in the Beis Medrash, or you'll be able to do chesed or whatever it is that Hashem wants you to do because you did the exercise. Because of the yishuv hadas that you had when you ate the falafel, you ended up not being grumpy towards your friends because you were hungry, right? And you're hungry and grumpy and you were obnoxious. So you had the falafel, you're good, and you ended up being a mensch, and you had that peace of mind, and you were a good person, a good Jew because of that. So it ended up afterwards, you see that, so it's afterwards, right? When you're eating the falafel, you don't see it yet. It's only afterwards. Who yasher or chasecha? If you're bemet, if you're real, if you're just saying there, you know, if you're just partying because of I need it. It's good for me. You know, it's the shem shemayim. And then you see the next day that you ended up messing up. So it didn't lead. It didn't lead to something good. If it's really l'shem shemayim, right? If it's b'chol drachecha de'eyu, you're really connected. Then v'hu yashar chasecha, he will make your way straight. Afterwards, it'll be in sync with Ratzon Hashem. Shakol inyan mechuvanu rak l'maiser harishus. This idea of yashar chasecha is only connected to maiser rishus. V'lezehu omer. To make sure that's crystal clear, that last point, you know, as opposed to Ma'aseh Mitzvah, you don't have to wait till the next day. At that time, already now, Ma'aseh Mitzvah, you see right now that you are connected to Ratzon Hashem. I don't have to wait and see what happens. How do I relate to other people? Let's see what happens. Is because of the strength now that I have from the food, I'm able to sit then in the Beis Medrash properly and learn. I have because of the music that I listen to, I'm more relaxed now and I'm able to either connect to other ideas in a deep think. I'm able to think more clearly, or whatever it is. Okay. And Maisa Mitzvah, you see it right then. El Shakolin Hainyan, Mechuvan, Urach, Maisa Rishus, Velezeu Omer, Shal Yedei, Da'atcha Oto, Bechol Drachecha, in those areas of Divrei Rishus, the gray area, if Bechol Drachecha De'eyu, Yit Yashru Memeil, Or Chosech, and Rav Huna continues. Oz Gimel. Vihine, to bring it back to Shammai and Hillel Azoket. On Sunday, when Shammai sees the steak, he says, oh, this is the Kovet Shabbos. So that's the Hanhaga of Kovet Shabbos. Hanhaga of Hillel is Bitochel. No, I'm going to eat the steak now for Sunday. I'm not engaged in an act which is a nice mitzvah of the Kovet Shabbos. V'lazeh, im lo haisa abraisa mosifa dvarim halalu. Shehillel, Hillel didn't engage on Sunday in a clear Maisa Mitzvah. Hillel on Sunday is involved in Sunday. He's involved in, he's eating dinner of Sunday. He's eating steak of Sunday. So if the Braisa didn't add regarding Dvar Malalu, Shehillel Mida Acheras Haisabo, Shehaya Omer Kol Maaseh Hayulishem Shemayim, Hayinu Omrim Ki Machlokes Shamay VeHillel Tluya Yirak Bezeh Im Hanhagas Kavod Shabbos Adifa O Hanhagas Midas Habitochon Adifa. Without words, here that Hillel, what's going on is that Hillel Mida Acheres Bo Shekol Maaseh Hayulishem Shemayim. I would reach the conclusion that what is the machlokas over here? The machlokas is, right, is what's better? What's adif? Kavod Shabbos adif or bitochon that Hashem will take care of things? That's adif, and that's as many people superficially understand the Gemara. But Rav Huna says no. Hayo be'emes gam shamay model the Hillel dan haga shall be tachon adifa. That's if that was the question. So Shammai was from also. Shammai had bitachon also, and Shammai would say the hanhaga of bitachon is adifa. We have to have bitachon. Ela shatam acher yesh bedavar. Dalo be'anagas or shall Shammai, shahaya meiniach es hano l'shabbos, hano chazu he maisa mitzvah mamish. I'll say a little bit here. Fasten your seatbelts to where Rav Huna is taking it. So, abstract in the sense of going abstract. Nanhag of Shammai shahaya meiniach es Hana l'Shabbos, Hanochazu he maisa mitzvah mamish. At that moment, that on a Sunday, that Hillel meets the steak, sticha, that Shammai meets the steak, and says, "This is l'kavod Shabbos. That's a maisa mitzvah mamish. This is l'kavod Shabbos. Dare he maisa shel kavod Shabbos. Ma she'ein kein hanagaso shehillel." Shahaya ochel es hanoe. I'm sorry. Right? Hillel that ate the nicer one. when Shammai ate the Noah, when Shammai designated the Noah, the nicer one, the Kavod Shabbos, that was the Maisa Mitzvah. When Hillel ate the Noah, when Hillel ate the nice one, then on Sunday, Hare Achilazu, Achilas Rishus. It's Sunday night dinner. It's Achilas Rishus. Ela Sha'al Yedeize, Hakavana Shel, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. Achilazu nases hi achila shel bitachon. It becomes a Hillel's achila of dinner of the nice steak on Sunday becomes an achila shel bitachon. So we have a maisa mitzvah of Shammai, a nice steak, a maisa mitzvah of the Kavod Shabbos, versus the achila shel bitachon, the achila l'shem Shemaim of divrei rishus of Hillel. Bekan hi achra aliba de shamay lehanagoso shekein hanhagazu ein his kuka lidbarer al yedei l'shem shamayim. Here we're already going to the point of, as I said, our hashkafa of different approaches. Here already we see the difference in the approach of Shammai and Hillel. Shammai doesn't enter the zone of, let's, in this case, in this scenario, Shammai doesn't enter the zone of, let's see how it can end up being L'Shem Shammai. Shammai says, no, right now, this is L'Shem Shammai. There's a cow here, there's a steak here. L'Kavod Shabbos. Direct, clear labeling, Bashkochas Abadats for L'Kavod Shabbos. Maisa Mitzvah. No question marks floating around. It's black and white. Okay, yeah, understand. It's black and white. It's very clear. It's L'Shem Shammai. It's L'Kavod Shabbos. Ein is kuka again lit barer. It doesn't have to wait and see and clarify what happens the next day. Will you end up connecting it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela sha'amais atzma yimaisa mitzvah. Without waiting and clarifications, and let's see, and the klape hachra zu shel Shammai ka'amar atana debraisa. So regarding this approach, here the Braisa says, on this, as opposed to this black and white approach of Shammai, on this, the Braisa says, shehillel mida acheras haisabo. He had a little bit of a different approach. Not as black and white. Shahaya Omer Kol Ma'asecha Yiyu L'Shem Shammayim. Even though it's not clear, black and white right now, that this is a Maisa Mitzvah, it's okay. I can eat the steak now L'Shem Shammayim. V'haynu Shehu Polig Ahachrozu, and it's regarding this point that he's polik, that he argues on the hachrozu, on this decision. V'ha'yasomech atzmo almeim rozu shemaisav yu l'shem shemayim. He relied on, that's always that leap, that's a big word, rely. And we're always scared to rely on. Because, right, it's, like you said, there are question marks. Maybe I'll fail. Maybe I'll end up indulging too much, and the falafel won't be L'Shem Shammayim, and I'll get carried away with my exercise, and I'll get carried away with my music.
So many kashas on that.
I'll get carried. It'll go into all kinds of directions. Either it'll go to directions that are problematic, or it won't really end up bringing me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And connected to those fears, and there's room for it. That's where Shammai has the reaction. Says, no, I'm not going there. Come Shabbos. Stay strictly with that which is anchored in a Maisa Mitzvah. Can I get to know? There's another approach. There's another side to explore of the Hillel approach. Shakol Ma'aseh Hayu L'Shem Shammayim, meaning he entertained this zone as a legitimate zone of here also, I can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, wow, but Rav Hunter is doing it. It's wild. You have to have broad shoulders, and it's the packaging of this. It's a message which is, again, it's explosive. It's dynamite. It's high voltage. And you see how he's packaging it in a way where it's lumdishly correct. There's politically correct, and there's lumdishly correct, right? Or yeshivishly correct. Yeshivishly correct terminology to be able to say something here, which is, this is an area of high voltage. It's high voltage for good reason, because ayin shom in the outside world, how many people have fallen? How many people have messed up? How many times acts which originally were Hashem Shammai, Hashem Shammai, I'm going there to make a Kiddush Hashem, and Eizechil Hashem Yatzamize, right? And I'm going so I can be Mashpia on others, and then I end up drowning. The high voltage danger zone. So Shammai said, no, don't go there. Only when it's L'Kavod Shabbos, Ma'ase Mitzvah. But Hillel, Midacheres Ha'Simcha, he did go there. He did go there. Yeah, okay. And he went, and he went out there, and he was Mashpia. And he made a Kiddush Hashem. And he was involved in actions which he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside. Again, he's not saying the words. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside in nature. And it gave him a deeper appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was a bigger Jew because of it. So maybe already he started to talk in that terminology, maybe a little bit in the Beis Medrash of Chaim where Rav Hunter was, and you can get a little bit into a little bit of trouble. So again, this packaging here is very given over in a way. It's walking the line, Nikal, as we can say. Ozdalid. Now it's how it falls into place. Listen how beautiful it is. How, wow, it's become so clear. Anybody who has a sensitive ear, you hear the interesting lashon here that Hillel mida acheres oisabo. Medukdakim him advarim belashon abraisa shehillel. Mida acheres hoisabo. Velo kederach haTalmud. Usually the Shas, if you have machlokas, Shammai and Hillel. So then there's lo kederach haTalmud b'chahai gavna shehillel haya omer onoe kach v'kach. So Shammai says this, and Hillel says that's on Shas. Shammai says this, and Hillel says this. Shammai says, save this L'Kavod Shabbos. And Hillel says, you can have it now. Wait, what's the lashon here? Not Hillel says you can have it now. Hillel mida acheres hoisabo. El shaloshin abraisa hi shemida acheres hoisabo to Hillel kilomar shemeim razu. This teaching of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, to call ma'asecha yulishem shamayim, Haisa midaso. This was a Hillel Mida. This was his personality. This was his perspective. This was his hashkafa. Mida acheres haisabo. V'hayasomech atzmo aleh. He relied on it, and he entered situations in the outside world with it. Mashen ken shamai afal pi shegam hu bevadai. Model etzem ha'meim radochum ma'asecha yilu shem shamayim. Shammai also agrees. Kol ma'asecha yilu shem shamayim. It's not a machlokas Shammai and Hillel whether kol ma'asecha should be yilu shem shamayim or not. He also agreed. Mikom makom, who he Shammai was and the Shammai approach. But again, the more black and white in this context approach. Iyu chashiv Hachro litzad hanhagoso she'ein hanhagazu maskika oto likanes le'inyan ze. Shama is hanhaga, the way that he acted was more clear, more black and white. This is l'kavod Shabbos, and therefore he didn't need. Ein hanhagazu maskika oto likanes le'inyan ze. He doesn't have to go there. He doesn't have to enter that area of Shekoma Asecha, Yilushem Shemayim, Vuhuy Yasher Or Chosecha, because it's already Maisa Mitzvah, it's already Yashah, it's already connected. But the Fiv, Rav Hunder finishes off. I said we'll finish by 10 to 10. So, the Neman to my word regarding that. But the Fima Shekibalnu Mechach Meha'emes, Rav Hunder finishes off the Maimer with a little bit of mystery. Chach Meha'emes is the area of Kabbalah, we know, right? It's the Ramban always says. And what we know from the Chach Meha'emes, B'tiv in Yonam Shal Shammai V'Hillel, Hadvarim Mechuvanim Ma'od. According to what we know from a deeper level of understanding of the essence, what he's saying is, what he's finishing off the Maamar is saying is that this fits in very much, B'diuk, with the essence of who Shammai and Hillel were. You see this in many other, in other areas. We have a glimpse of this difference of approach. Where Shammai, again, along, comes along with that being, sometimes it's strictness, sometimes it's, you have to, you're right, you're, you have to, be completely there, let's say, like starting on Neros Chanukah, the Shammai approach of starting off with completely there maximum. Hillel is a, it's a process, and you get there, working with the process, a work in progress, for example, or all kinds of other examples from Shammai and Hillel. And that is the deeper insight, as I said, to this Gemara, this difference of approach, and specifically regarding this, on one hand, specifically regarding this issue of things that are the Kavod Shabbos, but we're taking it, Bechal, to a much broader zone. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shenizke, Shekol Ma'aseinu Le'Yul Hashem Shamayim, and we should have the clarity of thought to know when we will be successful by being in this context in a Shammai mode, and when we will be successful by being in a Hillel mode to bring about the maximum success in our Avodas Hashem. Have a great Shabbos.